buddy.
How are you buying it?
Well, the November 10th, 2021 meeting of the Ventnor City Planning Board is now in session. Hear ye, hear ye. The meeting is being held in accordance with due public notice thereof and pursuant to the New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Notice that this meeting was advertised in the press and the Current, and a copy of same has been posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. At this time, will we rise and salute the flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will our board administrator please call the roll?
Commissioner Crevel.
Here.
Tom Halpin.
Here.
Jay Cook.
Here.
Roman Zabi Hutch.
Here.
Dan Smith III.
Here.
Peter Tocco.
Here.
Wendy Bartlett.
Here.
Absent are Commissioner Landgraf, Lorraine Salata, Mike Wiesen, Tim Coob, Greer Gaskell, and Don Siglin.
At this time, we have the adoption of the minutes from the last meeting of October 25th. Are there any changes or corrections to said minutes? Hearing none, may I have a motion and a second for adoption, please?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. The ayes have it. The minutes are hereby adopted. The next item is that of adoptions of resolutions. We have one resolution this evening, and that is of Joseph D'Angelo at 6001 Winchester Avenue. That is P60-2021. Are there any changes or amendments to that resolution? Again, may I have a motion and a second for adoption, please?
I make the motion.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The resolution is hereby adopted. This evening, do you want to comment on these, on 121 West Sacramento?
Sure. And then I'm wondering, let me say, if anyone's here for 121 or 123 North Sacramento Avenue, there was an error with their notice. Carmella, I think, has done as good a job as possible as getting the word out, because I think there was some interest in that application. It doesn't appear that anyone's here for that, but if anyone's here for that, those two applications, 121 and 123 North Sacramento, they're not going to be heard tonight. Most likely going to be December 8th, but the applicants for both of those cases will republish and re-notice, so there will be new notices going out. So if anyone's here for that, you'll get a new notice in the mail as long as you're within 200 feet. And then that leaves us with the one application. I didn't know if, given a couple people who can't participate in that, and we might be able to dismiss if they want to go home. I don't know if we wanted to jump down to other business real quick and just assign talk about the minor subdivision.
Right. Who can participate in that application?
My records show that Mr. Crevel, Commissioner Crevel, since he's our commission member, is not eligible. And then this is somewhat of a continuation, so that the Ms. Bartlett and Tom Halpin were not here when this first came before the board. So that'll leave, I think, four or five of us will.
So what are we voting on?
This is on final approval on that. Major site plan approval. Four is enough.
Did they get the D variance?
Yes.
They already got the D variance.
So we're not voting on it, right?
No. We're voting on the final.
We're voting on the continuation.
It's a continuation. So we're voting on the final, but we only have four members.
What we got?
If you take out the others, we only have four.
Well, I think since a D variance was involved in the first application, that limited us to seven members, which means as the continuation, we wouldn't then expand that to nine. We'd still stay at seven, so four is enough.
Four is enough.
In my opinion, yeah.
Tyler.
Yep.
Okay.
So we'll be okay. And I just, I didn't want
Council, let's let the record reflect that council for the applicant agrees with our solicitor on the number of voting members this evening, which will be four.
I didn't think any of this sounded familiar.
And, okay.
All right, and we'll get to you in one second. I just want to get one thing.
Go ahead.
Do you want to do the new business now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Since we have several members that are leaving, we're going to do new business first.
Go do new business.
And then come back to your application. So at this time.
I'll stay right here.
Okay, you do that. Don't move, please. Now, we're coming back with another item on the agenda, and that is new business. So Roger, you have new business to bring up to the board.
Sure. As you're aware, the board approved and was approved by the governing body in a matter of ordinance changes to develop and implement a by right subdivision subcommittee, which will eliminate the need and necessity of people to come in front of this board to get a by right subdivision. So as part of that ordinance, we as a board need to elect and nominate three board members to participate in that membership. This will be for 2 months, and then it will be a renomination again come January at the reorg meeting. So not that we have any coming in, but just to be prepared, I think we should have the procedure done tonight.
Right.
So you, so we forego a site plan application?
Yes.
A subdivision.
It's a by right subdivision, minor subdivision, three lots or less.
Makes sense.
Right.
Right.
If that's all there is, then they don't come before the administrative, the committee can do it administratively.
All right.
Okay. Now, for that subcommittee, I've did some talking. I've asked some people. Peter Toko and Wendy have agreed to be on the committee. And the person I'd like to appoint is Tim Coop with Roman as the alternate, if that's okay with everyone. But that would be the appointments for this year would be. We have to do a nomination and a vote on that?
As long as they're willing to accept the appointment, I think we just have to appoint a three-person subcommittee. Three-person minor subcommittee.
Oh, so they would, okay.
They would hit administratively. Wendy, would you accept that position?
I accept.
Peter, would you accept that position?
Yes, I will.
I'm assuming that Tim would. Roman, would you accept it as alternate? So therefore, they're accepted. Board members, that is our subcommittee at the present time.
And then Tim, I believe Lance communicated some concern he might have had with either him or you serving on it. I could be taking that wrong. We'll talk to him. If we need to change something, we will.
That's correct. He felt that the commissioner
should not
participate.
Be on it. Right.
I think the commissioner should not participate in that committee.
I mean, I don't want to take it away from me either. Yeah. But
I got my plenty to do.
Yeah, so with that, we need no resolutions for that, so that is in the record, and that is complete.
So that process will be that as a minor subdivision comes in, I'll review it and I'll set up a meeting that we just get together and say, yes, this is a by right subdivision, and we all sign off on it.
And that committee will then will meet at
then
a
they have to perfect the plan.
Right.
And I'm losing my mind tonight. When you said Tim Coop, in my head was saying Tim Kriebel. That's why I even made that comment. So we're good then.
And what will be is committee members, that will be a separate meeting, not at a regular planning board meeting.
Sure.
You coordinate with Roger and you sit down.
That's how that will be done. And that way we can give a more timely response to the people for a simple matter.
Right. So that would be like a yearly?
Yes.
Yeah.
When we do reorganization, we'll include that in reorganization.
Correct.
And that'll be part of our reorganization from now on. And with that, now, is there? You have any other new business?
That's it.
Is there any new business for any other members?
Congratulations.
The only other new business is for other board members that haven't come. I have the 2020 census information. There are three sheets. Bottom sheet is housing units, just so that you're not upset with the fact that it says vacant. That means that nobody was there to fill out a form, so it's a summer home. So you can see that there are 4,200 year-rounders and 3,600 summer homes The other two sheets are a historical profile of what's happened to the population, not only of Ventnor, but all the municipalities in Atlantic County. To me, the most amazing thing is, because of Sandy, every municipality along the coast lost population, and that's understandable, because people moved away.
What was the source of the information, Robert?
Pardon?
What is the source of the information?
It came from John Peterson, the county planning director. In time, we'll get more detail. This is just the first cut. So, just so you know, that Ventnor lost 1,440 people between 1910 and 2020. That's a significant loss. So now, the total population in Ventnor, according to the census, as of April 2020, is 9,210. So we're under 10,000.
You're the last one here. Turn off the lights.
Okay.
So that's it.
That's it?
And by the way, John Peterson and the county are helping us more. And Roman is extracting as much help as he can from them.
Yeah.
So I think we're one of the few municipalities in the county that's actually using a lot of the county assets. And we're using them wisely. Just so you know, in the past, when the county adopted their master plan, which was the first plan since about 2005, Roman and I were the only ones from any municipality that attended that meeting, the county planning meeting, which introduced that. And I was the only one there who had been at the 2005 presentation. No one from the county had been there but me. So Ventnor is being well represented in county functions, thanks to what they were doing in the efforts of the board. And Roman also knows John Peterson, and he knows how to, you know, politely extract things. And that's it. So with that, we'll go ahead. Is there anybody, any board member have any other business that they want to bring before the board? The only thing I have is that I did find it, and I'll bring it to it. There was the written decision by the judges in the Hillside Avenue appeal. That was a duplex that was built on Hillside Avenue. I've talked to Leo, and this appeal, this decision is so well written in there, and the special reasons that were given and the reasons that go before it. I wanted to review this as a teaching document for the board, just kind of a tune-up, so to speak, for us in going cases and special reasons and knowing how things got. It's the best one I've ever read. And there's just topics in there that are very good. So I wanted to share that with the board and have discussion. We can talk about our special reasons and what we do, because it's very important. And Leo and I will then do that, and Roger will chime in as well.
What was the final outcome on that?
We were upheld.
Okay, great.
And we in there. So, but some decisions just leap out of others as being so well written. And this was well done.
Well, it was a very well presented case. Thank you very much.
Did you say so yourself?
I do say so myself.
It was a duplex versus a single family.
It was a flat, right?
I don't remember. That wasn't the issue. The issue was a duplex.
Duplex in a single family zone versus the RR1s,
right.
which only permitted it if you had an existing duplex and knocked it down, rebuilt, which we didn't.
But I remember the case.
Well presented, and Leo wrote a very well written memorandum of decision, which tied into the judges. So when you read the transcript and things like that, you know, plus you had some of the facts, like, you know, that was a whole street,
right,
that had multiple duplexes,
right,
on it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't
I
like
remember.
It was a duplex in a pristine single family neighborhood.
Right.
So, but that's all I have in new
that's
business. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
And, but it's that part of our continuing education of the board. And
the other reason you really should pay attention to it, it wasn't a 7-0 vote, it was 5-2. So there were people on the board who had voted against it also.
Mm. Right.
So it was, you know, it's an interesting case from that perspective of, you know, use variance going for a 5-2 vote. So there was things out there that you have to look at.
Where can I get a copy of that?
I will make you a copy. Yeah, we'll get copies, we'll get a copy made for everybody, because it's going to be a, it's going to be a teaching document.
Can you just email it to us?
Yeah.
It's going to come up again.
It'll be a teaching document.
Yeah, I'd like to read it.
So, but I, when some things become noteworthy, it's good to bring it before the board. So that's the reason I'm bringing it.
Well, wasn't some of the testimony from the objectors that, well, they have a duplex, but they don't rent it out? They put it on record, but I don't rent it out.
Right.
Yeah, that's.
They do.
That was so noted, that was so noted in the decision.
I did, yeah.
And there was testimony that the guy had a single, and he really had a two.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the case. So, and this was also attached to using the redevelopment district, because the purpose, the availability of the duplex came from the redevelopment area. And that's the case. So, with that, that's it.
Really supports.
Anything else, anybody? If not, we are finished new business, and now we can go back to newer business. Okay.
Evening, Brian Callahan, the law firm Callahan Thompson Thompson, on behalf of 4925. Just for the sake of changing things for Leo's purposes, the real name of the application, Leo, I have to amend it, it's going to be RB Land Development LLC.
Take care.
Is what it would be. All jurisdictional requirements have been met. We had received preliminary approval for major subdivision, preliminary approval for site plan, bulk variances. So all of those things have been approved. We're here tonight to have Tom Days walk you through a final site plan. He's turned in the application to Roger. Roger's had a chance to review it. And I also have Pete Weiss here, who has done some facade changes based on Jay Cook's. So can we break up that side wall a little bit and add some things, so he'll go over that. So without further ado, let me have Tom Days sworn in, Pete Weiss sworn in, and then Tom will walk you through the site plan action first.
Okay.
All right, well, why don't you each just state your name and business address for the record. I'll get you sworn in.
Peter Weiss, 101 North Washington Avenue, Margate.
Thomas Days, 400 North Dover Avenue, Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Can you each please raise your right hand? Each swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
And the record, you're a licensed architect in the state of New Jersey. You're here before the board. We accept your credentials. And as an engineer, you have a license as well, and your credentials are acceptable.
Tom, why don't you go ahead and brief them on what happened last month, and then walk them through our final site plan, final subdivision application.
Last month, we had submitted a plan, and if you remember, Roger had a lengthy letter with a lot of comments on it. And as we discussed then, we weren't going to be changing anything as a result of those comments. They weren't really addressing anything with the design of the site or anything we were proposing so much as it was bookkeeping items, a lot of items, some dimensions that weren't shown, site triangles, details like that. The size of the buildings hasn't changed. The configuration of the driveways, I think, may have changed a little bit from the original, but not from what we presented last month. So everything is pretty much as it has been all along. Roger today issued a review of the newly submitted plan, and in that he did a really good job of outlining things that we've satisfied, comments of his that we've satisfied. There are a few that are still outstanding, and there are things like county approval for the subdivision, and cost estimate, some things that are always a condition of approval that we certainly will be providing before we can get the plan signed off on. There were also two waivers that he identified that we should be seeking tonight, and they are for profiles and cross sections of the proposed or existing roadways. We're not proposing any new roadways, obviously, and we're not proposing to change any of the profiles, the drainage patterns, or anything on the existing roadways. We think that waiver is justified. Then the other waiver we're asking is for soil borings. As Roger points out, we don't meet the definition of a major development under the state's stormwater regulations, so we have no infiltration basins or anything like that. So we don't really have any need to test the soil for those purposes. So we would ask also that waiver be approved. And then the only other comment that was still outstanding was a site triangle on Calendar Avenue for trying to make the turn onto Alston Avenue, because Alston is one way. I did do that site triangle, put that on the plan. I discussed this with Roger. It does technically, these two street trees would be within that site triangle, but as Roger said, the canopy of the trees would be above the site triangle. So even with that, we believe that the trees that we're proposing there, that we showed last time and are still in the plan, are, can be justified with, even though the site triangle would be in conflict. The other thing is, it's a one-way, 25-mile-an-hour roadway. There's a stop sign here, so there's plenty of opportunity to safely make that turn onto Alston. So that is pretty much where we are this month after last month's presentation.
Subdivision, once again, it has to go for approval from the county?
Yes. Yeah, we will need to submit this to the county for their final approval. It's four-lot subdivision, so it's a major subdivision, so we have to meet all the requirements, map filing law, whatnot, that the county would require also.
I don't have any other questions for Mr. Day, since the board has them. Peter, why don't you just give him an idea of what changes you did to the sidewalks?
So there was some concern, I guess, on the previous meeting about the Ventnor Avenue elevation.
Peter, can you speak up a little bit?
Is that on?
It is now, yeah.
Okay.
I know, it's directional, I got to turn it. Anyway, so what we did was we took the two bays that we had, we changed the siding a little bit, and we took the two bays that we had on the side here, and they originally were projecting a foot off the face of the building, and we made it 2 feet, so there'd be a little bit more relief visually for these two bays, and then we introduced this other area here, which is just a differentiation in siding. So this is all in the same plane, but it's different siding. So that's, that's what we did. The other three sides are the same.
That's still in the flat plane of the building, or is it protrude out?
So this protrudes, and this protrudes. This does not.
Okay.
This was the stairway. It didn't make sense.
It's just a change in the siding and how you're accenting.
Yes.
Okay.
And everything else stayed the same. So that's really it.
You changed the roof line at the top too, didn't you?
At the top?
At the very top of those marching windows?
Well, maybe added this little piece. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Any questions for Mr. White? We're done.
Okay. You read Mr. McLaren's report?
We went through Mr. McLaren's report, and today it's gone through, so the following, the other conditions that we have, back out to the county for a major subdivision approval checklist, and back to the city, et cetera. Yeah, we're in agreement with that.
Right, okay. Board members, any questions?
I'd just like to look at it. My eyes aren't that good.
Okay.
Well, can I grab it?
You need us to come to you?
No, I'll bring it over here to the table. The board? Yeah.
That's really the only changes.
Yeah,
it's really the only changes right there. It just changed the siding on that area.
Something changed.
I think it'll look good. I mean,
the windows.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Any further other compliances that are needed?
I need to be sworn in.
Oh, yes. Roger McLaren needs to be sworn in.
Sure. Mr. McLaren, do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
Thanks.
Roger, could you just make any statements you wish on this particular guidance for the board?
I went over the report with the engineer and the attorney before the meeting, and everything is just basically a checklist item, and everything is complete except the final stuff that they can't present here tonight, but they will as a follow-up, as a condition of approval, as Brian stated. I don't see any hang-ups at all. Approximate date of construction start, when he anticipate construction. I know, as soon as you get approval, but...
You got some tenants, too, you have to deal with, right?
We have approval, and then the tenants are slowly vacating, so hopefully between the owner, current owner, and the new owner, we can entice them to move out.
To say 2022 sometime?
Yes, 2022 sometime.
Early.
Sooner the better.
Yeah.
Again, all the variances and approvals were received at the prior meeting. This is just a follow-up. basically just compliance of the first hearing and the comments, and I think they provided everything that the board needed to see. Again, they did take our recommendations for the facade and the combining the curb cut. I think it's a nice plan.
Okay.
And the engineer's cost estimate, that's, as Tom stated, that will be required as a condition of approval. I had no further comment.
Okay, you're complete. Again, board members, any questions? If not, I want to open up to the public. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment on this application? I'm hearing...
Is Mr. Ross on here?
No, I'm hearing no request, and seeing no request. Therefore, the public portion is now closed. Do you have anything further to add, Mr. Callahan?
No.
Okay, we are complete. Board members, you still have a shot. If not, we'll have our solicitor frame a motion as in the affirmative as all are done, and then we'll go to a vote. So if you could do that, please.
Sure. Someone needs to make a motion to grant final major site plan approval and final major subdivision approval. There's two submission or checklist waivers that Mr. Dace went over. That was from submitting profiles and cross-sections of proposed streets and of existing roadways abutting the subdivision, and from submitting soil borings. In terms of the conditions, we'll just note anything in Mr. McLaren's report that has not been otherwise addressed by the applicant, and then any other conditions from preliminary approval that haven't been addressed will carry over to the final approval.
Okay.
I'll make the motion.
I have a second.
I'll second.
State your reasons, please.
Jay Cook.
I'll vote in favor of the application. They have qualified for everything that we have approved, maybe approved the exact changes that were required, and have completed their checklist as far as possible. And again, the plan is congruent with our master plan and is an improvement to the city in general. It goes to health, safety, and welfare, as well as getting better living quarters or removing a problem property. So yes, I vote in the affirmative.
Roman Zabi Hutch.
I also vote yes. My comments are the same as the chairman's. Everything that we requested last meeting was provided for, so thank you very much.
Dan Smith III.
I'm also going to vote in favor. I think that you know, it complies with all our requests, and I think that it helps eliminate a situation and kind of brings us further into our view for our master plan components, and helps us fulfill those things. So I'm in favor.
Peter Tucker.
I will also vote in favor of it. They've complied with the request of the board. I think that in the long run, it's going to be an asset to that community, and looking forward to seeing it.
Okay, right. You are complete. You are approved.
Thank you very much.
With that, is there any other business now before this board? If there is not, I have a motion and a second for adjournment.
I'll make the motion.
Second, please. All those in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.